AP News. I'm Ed Donahue.
So go home. We love you. You're very special. You've seen what happens. You see the way others are treated.
This afternoon, this is what it sounded like in the House chamber.
Stay down! Get down!
Angry supporters of President Trump stormed the Capitol as Congress started the certification of the Electoral College votes, making Joe Biden the next president.
Our democracy is under an unprecedented assault. Unlike anything we've seen in modern times.
At least one person was shot. At least one explosive device was found. President Trump told supporters earlier he will not concede and encouraged them to go to the Capitol. Later, he released a video.
This was a fraudulent election, but we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace.
National Guard troops are headed to the Capitol. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Spokeswoman Kayleigh McEnany tweets the Guard is on its way at the president's direction, along with other federal protective services. She adds, we reiterate President Trump's call against violence and to remain peaceful. Democrats like California's Norma Torres and Jimmy Gomez blame him for breaches that force Congress to stop a joint session that would certify Joe Biden's win.
Trump has called homegrown terrorists to come to the Capitol.
I think Donald Trump probably should be brought up on treason for something like this.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A curfew takes effect soon in Washington, D.C. Georgia Democrat John Ossoff has won his Senate runoff election. Democrat Raphael Warnock won the other runoff. This gives Democrats a majority in the Senate. Wall Street rallied on expectations of more stimulus for the economy, although the enthusiasm was dampened by the chaotic scenes in Washington. The Dow finished up 437 points. This is AP News. Many Americans are asking, when can they get their coronavirus shots?
Dr. Anthony Fauci is warning that the next few weeks could be dangerous as the coronavirus surges. But the good news? The U.S. could soon be giving at least a million COVID-19 shots a day. Vaccinations got off to a slower than expected start. The public was frustrated. Health officials were frustrated. In Maryland, Governor Larry Hogan announced the National Guard would help get shots into arms. And he warned facilities that let even a quarter of their vaccine sit on the shelf, they may not get as much in the future. I'm Rita Foley.
Florida launched an investigation into an upscale nursing home amid reports it administered coronavirus vaccines to wealthy donors and members of a country club, along with its residents and employees. Morse Life Health System is a nonprofit that operates a nursing home and assisted living facility in West Palm Beach. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.